The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Johnstown Bean Company, and Pickett Equipment. Dry edible bean harvest is progressing throughout Minnesota, North Dakota, as well as other states across the country. At Hatton, North Dakota, dry bean harvest got started last week. Kelly Bean Company's Dean Nelson says, in general, harvest has been stop and go in the area due to rains.
It's been harvest for a couple days and then wait for it to dry out, and harvest a couple days and then wait for it to dry out. So it's been very tough for us to get any kind of movement going on progress.
Nelson says the pinto and black bean crops coming in have been good quality. Production is down from a record crop in 2017.
Last year was, you know, record-breaking crops for this area. You know, farmers that have been farming for 50 years have never seen a crop like that. So we expected it to be less. And it is down a little bit, but we had enough subsoil and caught enough little showers. We're probably 30%, 25 to 30% done with our harvest, and still got a good push. We're hoping for a good week, and we wouldn't have a lot left after that.
At Fordville, North Dakota, dry edible bean harvest is wrapping up for farmer Joe Miller.
Pretty good surprise. We got edible beans and expecting that to be sort of an entire failure, but that was surprisingly better than I expected. You know, this isn't a great crop year by any means. Had some acres that run about 20 bags and then and some running about 15.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, FMC, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.